Could it be more than just medicine that heals you? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Paula Black, who attributes her healing from cancer to God.
You know, I think that's wonderful, and I hear of testimonies of people who have been healed and God healed them supernaturally, and some people are healed in different ways, but can you imagine getting a diagnosis, and maybe there's someone listening now who got a diagnosis of some type of a disease or cancer? The question becomes scary. What do I do next?
Yeah, I know for me, before I knew the Lord, what I would have chosen is just turn to the doctors in medicine. Mm-hmm. You know, what do they have to say? And I would pretty much put all of my eggs in that basket.
Right.
And I think a lot of us listening would agree to that.
Mm-hmm. And for me, I did the same thing. I didn't think God could heal or there was any other way. I just need to listen to that doctor. And in this culture, a lot of people do that. I believe that there are doctors that are gifted with skills, but there's more to it than just skills.
Well, you know, it is more because Jesus is in the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus heals. He is still in the business of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, whichever means it comes about, I believe God is the ultimate healer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look, there's multiple testaments of Jesus healing people when he came. He healed blind people. He healed mm-hmm. lame people. And he never healed them the same way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like one blind person, he would lay his hands and pray for them. Another one, he would spit in the mud and put it on the blind man's eyes,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, they would become healed of their conditions.
Mm. And I think that's a good point because sometimes we think everything's so cookie cutter. Well, if it worked for Susie, then it must work for Billy. And it doesn't always work that way. Every person is different and God knows us intimately. So if you're going through a hard time or had a diagnosis, I would highly suggest calling out to God and saying, what do you want me to do specifically, Lord? What is it you have for me? Because God can heal through prayer, nutrition, through doctors, but we need to ultimately go to the great physician, and Jesus is the great physician. So I just want to encourage you now that God is with you in your trial, in your circumstance, but we need to turn to him, and he has the answers for the path that we are going on. Let's hear from Paula Black right here after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Thornton Family Dentistry and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Thornton Family Dentistry is committed to providing comprehensive dental and orthodontic care to your family, treating every patient as unique and special. They offer two locations for your convenience, 2300 East 120th Avenue, just east of York Street, and 810 East 88th Avenue, just west of Washington. Call them now for an appointment at 303-254-8828. That's 303-254-8828.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult,
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Paula Black. At 45, she was diagnosed with cancer. And I know a lot of people who have been diagnosed with it and people who have lost loved ones to it. She's going to share with us how she received supernatural healing and bring hope to those who are listening. Let's welcome to the show, Paula. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
So tell me, when you were 45 years old, how did you realize there was something not right and went to the doctor? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I had breast cancer. My mother had had breast cancer at 45. An aunt had had breast cancer at 45. It was a lot of cancer in my family. I'd lost a lot of family members to cancer. And at 45, I had a large lump in my breast. And I just put it off, didn't want to believe that there was something wrong. But eventually, I had to go to the doctor. And of course, I was diagnosed through a lumpectomy with aggressive breast cancer. And I had waited a little too long to go see anyone about it. So I was in dire straits at that point.
When you found out you had cancer, what was going through your mind? Were you like, oh, this will be fine? Or were you devastated, fearful? Tell me some emotions you struggled with.
Well, at the point of the doctor doing his first surgery, I was told how bad the cancer was. And he was very clear that I had 3 to 6 months to live unless I did aggressive chemo, radiation, more surgery. So I had an ultimatum given to me right at the get-go that if I was going to live, I had to do everything they could give me very quickly, very aggressively, or I would be dead by Christmas. So it was a very traumatic piece of news. And of course, I was very concerned and fearful at that point of hearing that.
So how did you proceed? Did you have a few surgeries? Did they remove anything? Or were they just trying to get to the lump?
I had 3 surgeries. The first one was a lumpectomy where they diagnosed the cancer and saw how bad it was. From there, I was quickly scheduled for a 2nd surgery, and I was going to have a double mastectomy. That's what I chose to do, be very, very aggressive, because I needed to do everything aggressively. From there, when they went in to do the 2nd surgery, they found I had staph infection from the 1st surgery, so they couldn't do anything. And all I was thinking was, get this cancer out of my body, because I didn't understand what cancer was. So I was panicking that we were going to have to wait another month before I could go back in and have surgery.
Wow. So here you were panicking and they couldn't perform the surgery. Was that a godsend or what happened after that?
It was totally a godsend. During that delay of 30 days, as a Christian, I was trying to figure out what God was going to do here. I had heard of people getting healed. I knew of people who had been miraculously healed. But I didn't know if that would be the situation for me. And I knew that I could trust God, that He had a plan for my life, and that He would see me through this. So I was reading the Bible. I was seeking truth. I was trying to understand what I could do. And through that process of those 30 days, my husband and I went on a real aggressive approach of trying to understand cancer, learned what cancer was, learned a lot about it, learned about the treatments. And before that 30 days was up, I had completely changed course. See, I had thought the medical system was the only option for me. I didn't know about anything else because this was a long time ago. There wasn't even an internet back then.
Wow.
So everything we were learning was at the library through books and magazines and articles. So what we learned was eye-opening. You know, how many people get cancer? 1 in 3 women, 1 in 2 men are going to have cancer in their lifetime. That's a lot of people, a lot of people I know. And through understanding what cancer is and learning that I'd given it to myself, that was shocking. I didn't realize that through what I ate and drank and how I handled stress, my lifestyle, how I slept, whether I was hydrated, all these things contributed to me getting cancer. And when I learned about what caused cancer, I realized that I had literally set myself up for it.
Wow.
What were some of the main things that you think, because you mentioned stress and what you ate and what you drank, what were some of the things you were eating like, drinking like, and what was causing you stress?
Well, the bottom line was cancer is abnormal cells in our body. The tumor is just a symptom of the cancer. I was very dehydrated because I drank a lot of coffee. I drank Pepsi. I loved Pepsi. So I was drinking caffeinated beverages, and there's not enough fluid in those beverages to counter the effects of the caffeine in my body. It needed more than the fluid that was in those drinks to try and hydrate me. So I was very dehydrated. That's a huge symptom that sets you up for cancer, is dehydration. A lack of oxygen in my cells, where if I'm not exercising, if I'm not breathing good air and often enough, that can be a problem. Lack of nutrients. I didn't eat well. I was on the go. I ate frozen things, fast food things, processed things a lot. Even though I ate some salads, some vegetables, it wasn't enough. And so I wasn't giving my body the nutrients it needed. So therefore, my body, my immune system got weaker and weaker. I was dealing with a lot of stress in my job, stress in life, as we all do. I wasn't sleeping that much because I worked a lot and I was busy. Didn't realize how detrimental that was to my health. So these are common everyday occurrences that lots of people deal with, that set us up for sickness and chronic disease.
Wow. So what did you do? What was the pivotal moment where you said, okay, I'm going to try a new approach, which actually was opposed to any of the doctors that you had?
Well, as a Christian, I prayed. I mean, I asked God to give me truth. You know, one thing that I learned is there's truth and then there's information. Well, information changes. It isn't static. Mm. Knowledge changes, but truth doesn't change. So I had to find the truth. And God was teaching me that through people he was sending into my life, things I was reading in the Bible and in literature and books. And that truth was teaching me what cancer is, how I got it, how I could reverse it. So I immediately started a new regimen that I understood would build back my immune system. You know, our bodies are incredibly made. God designed us to be healed, to heal ourselves. Our immune systems, when we get a cut on the finger, it heals up because our body is designed to heal.
Yeah.
But when we abuse our bodies by not giving it the things it's required to have, I mean, these are living bodies that we give it dead food. So I had to give it living food. When I started doing that, I was jump-starting my immune system back. I was building it back up and strengthening it because that is the big guard for our health, is our immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So mine was so depleted that it was no longer able to eliminate the abnormal cells that were growing in my body fast enough.
Mm.
Everybody has cancer cells in their body. Everybody. There's nobody that doesn't. So what happens is when we're abusing our bodies too much and the cancer cells are growing too fast and our immune system gets too weak, then everything tips. And that's what happened to me. And now the cancer cells were growing and multiplying faster than my immune system could handle them. So it formed a tumor.
Wow. Well, we are going to learn how you were miraculously healed through this. And I say miraculous, but it did take work on your part, and how others can have hope to get the healing they need as well. And we're going to pray for those who are in a situation now where maybe they were just diagnosed or they need wisdom like you received. And we'll have you on our next show. Thank you so much for being with us, Paula.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Father, we just thank you so much that you are the healer, and that you still heal today. Father, we thank you so much. And we pray for right now, for anyone who's struggling with sickness in their body, we're just praying, Lord God, that you'd open up the heavens. And Jesus, we just pray for supernatural healing to spread all across the airwaves, all across all those who are listening right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for, like the Bible does allude to, eating healthy, living healthy, no stress, but rather living with you. Lord God, give us that lifestyle. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.